The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflection. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. Life lessons for our faith that we can use them. We probably won't. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Cool and yet somehow fake trivia prizes. Who can figure? Your phone calls and more.
So thankful for your loving grace. Moving ahead. Looks like a thousand roadblocks in my way. Now I gotta take life day by day. One thing I can say.
Oh, welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 1,800 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. I did say live. It is live today. We are back in the studio. Isn't it great? We're back in the studio. Studio was half frozen. We have survived the experience. Here's the key to our show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we pretty much don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian, that thingy. That's always fun to talk about. Here's the deal on that. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or even a question, we don't want you to let it die of loneliness. All you got to do is give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text us. That's the easiest way to do things. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. Comes right to my $1.19 Chromebook sitting on my desk right in front of me. Couple things to tell you before we get rolling. Even though we are back on the air, we are still having some technical challenges from moment to moment, but don't worry. All that the Lord wants to get through and wants to reach people will take place because his faithfulness knows no ends. Okay? So we trust that the Lord is always in control. I do want to let you know a little bit. I want to just tell you, let me give you a couple updates. Real quickly, let me give props to T for calling out 4 months ago, maybe 5 months ago. It's on tape, by the way. She said the abominable snowman would come down and would ravage the country. Who thought you were prophetic? That's pretty good. You know, that's like, wow, pretty good.
You're good at this.
Yeah, you're good at this, right? So if she says something's happening in the next 6 months, I'd listen. The other part about this, I'm going to give you two things I haven't given you before. Let me give you this. Ready? It's a weather report. Here's the weather report. Ready? It's lousy. And then here's the traffic report. It's lousy, but you just got to be careful. You know, there's some people that are driving pretty carefully, and that's the way to do it. Then you got some people that are driving so carefully, they should probably be on, like a bicycle. And then there's the other people that still think there's no snow, no ice on the roads, and zoom, they're going down. Got to be careful. Drive slow. Take your time. Take a deep breath. Somebody cuts you off. Somebody comes right behind you. Anything like that, just go, Lord, I pray that your grace would reach that person. Don't be praying, Lord, I pray that the ground opens up and swallows them whole. Okay? Just kind of keep that together. All right? All right. We got a couple of things that we're going to do, a lot of things to cover. I'm going to talk about Rush Limbaugh in the next hour. There was some definite personal influence he had on my life. We'll discuss that later. We do have to catch up quite a bit on certain things, not the least of which is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we can sit there, and I'm going to share some of the testimonies and things that happened during this last week. Some of them were very, very cool. Some of them were very, very humiliating. So they kind of went on both ranges. But before we get there, I want to take a few minutes and acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, as we all ought to do on a daily and regular basis. And in doing that, we're going to do a little bit of read and ramble, and we'll just ease our way into it. You ready for this? Fire away.
Well, I'm ramming.
That's how you start a show. Let's look at where we've been looking at, and that's Colossians chapter 1. That'd be verse 15 and 16, primarily verse 15 right now. It says this, the sun, okay, not talking about the planets, the sun is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth. Let's just start off by understanding that what you see when you see Jesus is the very snapshot or picture of God that you've been looking for your whole life. What does God look like? What is God like? You want to know what God is like? Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You want to see God in action? Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I don't care what order you read them in. I don't care if you read them sequentially. It doesn't matter if you read that in the opposite direction. It doesn't matter. Just read and look at the things that Jesus did and understand Colossians, that where it says that he is the image of the invisible God. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, it says this, in the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he's spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things and through whom also he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. You want to know what God looks like? Pick up your Bible and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There's a church, came across this because one of my colleagues, one of my buddies in academics said, oh, there's this church in Nashville, and they're like, the Bible is not that important, just come, we don't care, da 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 da. And their whole premise of the church is they accept everybody, there's no standards, they don't care. How is that a church? How is that even reflective of Jesus Christ? It's so sad. They have no idea who Jesus is. They've rejected Jesus Christ, who is the very picture of God. So they're just a social club. That's how that goes. And the difficulty there for you and I is, one, you can't get mad at these people. You got to pray for these people. And the Lord will get plenty mad and take care of the vengeance part later. You just want to pray that they don't, you know, end up, you know, completely rejecting. But the idea is for you and I to look at that and go, you know what? We're not going to buy into counterfeits. We're not going to buy into false things. We're not going to buy into non-truths. We're going for the truth. We're going for what's right. We're going for what's faithful. We're going to see the picture of Jesus Christ as the picture of God. And that should be a motivator for you and I to be reading in the book. You want to know what God looks like? Look at what Jesus did. I don't know. The leper was there. Nobody would touch him. Nobody would talk to him. And what did Jesus do? Reach out his hand and touch him, which, by the way, was against the law. But the compassion of God was greater, and the purposes of God serve at his behest and not at our interpretation. So Jesus touched the leper. And the leper said, if you're willing, you know, maybe you can make me clean. And Jesus said, I am willing. Be clean. That's a picture. See that? That picture? There's another picture. People really don't like to talk about the John 8 picture. The woman who was caught in adultery. Of course, nobody talks about the man being caught in adultery at the same time, but they bring her to Jesus. And what did Jesus say? Did nobody condemn you after he made that comment? He that's without sin, let him throw the first stone in. She goes, no, nobody condemned me. Jesus goes, I don't condemn you either. Go and sin no more. Hey, that's from God. Okay, I'm not going to condemn you, but don't keep doing that. Because what you did was wrong. So stop doing it. Nobody talks about that and go and sin no more part. Look, there's plenty of forgiveness and grace and mercy, but you can't abuse it. This isn't greasy grace. It's not licentiousness like licorice and you get to just eat it whenever you want. This is the bottom line. If you want to know what the image of God is, the actual image of God, Jesus will show you what that is. And so many people are trying to, oh, it's this, or this person really reflects what God is like. And no, 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 and no. Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone reflects the image of the invisible God. You want to know what Jesus is like? Open up the book. Open up the book. Take your BFN. Do you know what the BFN stands for? Your big fat nose. And put it in the book and read, because that's the snapshot. That's the picture that we need to be seeing. I know. Well, I want God to be more like a genie. And that way, when I want something, I can go, please, I want this Maserati. Yeah. It's like, well, that's not what he's like. In fact, to the guy that lived his whole life for riches, Jesus is like, hey, give all that up. The guy was like, what? Jesus knows the spot. He knows what you need to yield in. But come to him. He'll help you. That's the whole point. But to know who he's like, to know what God is like, is to look at Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and get it. Oh, look, there's the Lord. Yeah, exactly. All right. I had to get that out of my system because it's been 7 days since I've been in this studio. I missed it. Okay. We're going to come back to trivia and some of the other stuff, and we'll figure out how to make everything work because it looks like it's working now. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us. Is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Man, it's good to be back. Wow. Wow. I mean, it's probably harder for T because she has to come in and then just put up with it for an hour and a half. But for me, I was like, where is everybody? Okay, so let me do this before we do anything else. Let me pray for everybody real quickly because all the stuff that's going on with the storm, with some people that have reached out to me don't have heat. And it's like, really? And it's like, wow. Noel and I were really didn't have – I'll tell you what happened. Well, I'll tell you in a second, but it's humiliating. I'll tell you in a second. But let's just pray real quickly. I just want to pray over everybody, just the audience. So, Father, we come before you right now, and I lift up the entire audience to you, and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of our Messiah, that you would reach to people that can hear my voice right now, people that are having a really hard time, and you would comfort them because they're having a challenge in some of their necessities, and it's frustrating. And it kind of shows us from time to time how little control we have on the things around us, and even less so when it comes from an eternal perspective. But, Lord, that they might put a trust in you, a confidence in you, and that you would bring help and relief, not just pie-in-the-sky feelings, help and relief to their situations. Bring back the electricity, the heat for those that need it. Bring back that sense of peace. And let that sense of turmoil and frustration and that whole element of being afraid dissipate in the power of your presence. Have mercy on your people and on other people that they might know that you care and that you love them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, so did you have anything weird happen over the last week? Anything bizarre? Just pretty much did you keep safe?
Yeah, I kept safe. I was blessed enough to not, you know, have to deal with the power and the electricity and water. We still have that at the house, so we're very blessed to have it.
That is fortunate. In fact, my son called me where he used to live. My son used to live. All the power in that whole neighborhood went out. And it's like, but where he now lives, it didn't. So it's like, that was really good. So I will tell you just one thing. I won't go into great detail. But this is a little humiliating. Then we'll get into some of the other stuff. I'll tell the trivia question. So, you know, I came out on Thursday. I was going to drive down to the station. It was iced over. My wife, you know, don't drive. Don't go. Some of the people in the audience, like Joy and Cordy, just like, but don't do it. It's not, you know, we'll listen to a replay. And I appreciate that. People are trying to protect and watch out for me. And I went out and I drove about 15 feet in my neighborhood, slid 30. I drove 15 feet, slid 30 more. So this happens, right? So I said, at that point that I figured out, yeah, maybe this is not a good idea to be driving, you know? And so what I did was I was by Walmart, and I thought, I'll just go in. I'll get some necessities for us. I'll come back home. It's not a problem. And I'll just get through this whole thing. Right? Get home. No problem. Everything's fine. Put everything away. Go to close my car door. There's a patch of ice about 4 feet that I did not see. As I go to close the car door, in the next second, I'm looking up going, man, the sky is blue. It is so blue. It is amazingly blue. I don't think I've ever fallen that fast. Ever. It was just, you know, like you watch a boxing match and the guy decks him out of nowhere and down the, it's just like, bam, like that. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, Lord, I will tell the story, you know, because I thought I was just going to wave that it's not that bad. So it's over. The next thing I know, I'm on my backside. Okay. All right. Trivia question. Here we go. Which river was Naaman? So Naaman was the military man that was sent to be healed of leprosy. Which river was he told to go and dunk himself in? Ooh, what river? Remember, he even made fun of it. What river was he told by the prophet to go dunk himself in? Not an easy opening question. If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770 or you can text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. 8-3. If you know the answer, so it's not that complex. What was the river that Naaman, right, the soldier who had leprosy, what was the name of the river he was told to dunk himself? He was told to dunk himself 7 times. What was the name of that river? There you go. Remember, after he did it, I'm not going to tell you the name, but after he did it, his skin came out like that of a baby. Wow. Tough one. We'll get to that in a little bit, see if you can do that. All right. Let's roll on that. We'll do DNA next. We've got so much stuff to do, no way I can cover it all. So let's get back into the Read and Ramble. There's something I do want to talk about. So is there anything else? Oh, website. Well, I haven't done that in so long. Yeah, website. Money, that's a good thing. If we want to stay on the air, that's a really good thing. Okay, don't forget that. Here's our website, hemusincrease.org. Website, hemusincrease.org, hemusincrease.org. Email David at hemusincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, so don't forget to check out the website. It's really not a lot new on the website, but that's a good place to give. Again, the trivia question for those who are trying to figure it out, what is the name of the river that Naaman, the soldier, was told to dunk in by the prophet so that he could be cured of his leprosy? What was the name of the river? Not an easy opening trivia question. I recognize that. All right, let me go back to our number. What is our number? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770 or 214-210-8483, or you can send me an email. I want to go back to this supremacy of Christ because it's really important for people to understand that that God has spoken many times and in many ways to people throughout their life. Okay, like in the beginning, he spoke to Adam and Eve. I mean, it's not complex to go through Scripture, to go through Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, to go through the process and see God speaking throughout that entire process. But in these last times, he has spoken primarily as the final word of all he has to say. He has spoken to us through Jesus. And I think people are like, I'm concerned a little that the Christology, the study of Christ, has been reduced where Jesus is like, you know, he's a spokesperson for God. You know, he's a good moral teacher, you know. Well, the good moral teacher said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That good moral teacher is the one mediator between God and man. That good moral teacher is the only one who was born of the Holy Spirit and of humanity, so he can is the only one that can represent both divinity and humanity in negotiation. That's how important understanding where Jesus is in this process. In the rest of Colossians, it says, for in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth. A lot of people don't recognize that it says in heaven, right, which is more dimensional, on earth, which is more geographical. So everybody's like, heaven's up there. It's like, well, it's up there kind of somewhere because we don't really understand that. But it's in heaven and on earth, visible or invisible. Whether thrones, dominions, rulers, or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. Can I just make a quick note so that you understand what's going on? For people 2, 3, or 4 years ago who thought the Republicans were in charge, for the people now that think the Democrats are in charge, for people who are thinking that these political parties are in charge and that it's just us who are electing the most powerful person in the world and that God's just sitting knitting somewhere or baking an apple pie somewhere. Wrong, 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 wrong. Because the Lord is in charge. And Jesus reigns over all thrones, all dominions, all rulers, all authorities. He is over all. Now, has he said, I'm redeeming it all right this second? If he had redeemed everything in the moment that he took his authority, there'd be no more death because death is a result of the law. So for those theologians out there, think of that one. That's a classic. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is it is all under the hand of Jesus Christ. And doesn't it just make sense for believers to trust that Jesus knows what he's doing? Doesn't it just make sense, instead of freaking out and not understanding where it is and what it is and how it's going to be, doesn't it just make sense to trust that Jesus has got it covered. The best prayer you can ever pray is this: Jesus, help. Isn't that the best prayer? Jesus, help. You know, that's the prayer that Peter prayed. He said, help. And Jesus was so close, scooped him by the hand. That's what you do. Turn around and make a big deal of this. Jesus will cover you. All authority, all thrones, all rulers, all dominions, visible and invisible, which means there's a whole realm we don't know. Jesus is still in charge. I want to know that guy, right? That's the guy you want to know. You want to be in the know? Know that guy. All right. That's our read and ramble for now. I do want to finish up on the trivia. Very tough trivia question, by the way, for those that were not thinking it, you know, thinking like, whoa, we're going with the trivia. That was a tough one. Here's the bottom line. Which river was Naaman told to wash in to rid himself of the leprosy? It was the Jordan River. The Jordan River, which, by the way, is not the nicest river in the world, but that was the river the prophet told him to go to. And then his assistant said, hey, if he told you to do something tough, you'd have done that. He's telling you to do something easy, do that. That statement, that whole story, so true for Christians. If God's telling you to do something easy, do it. Don't try to make it harder. You know what he says? He says, believe in me, and I'll take care of you. Oh, pretty good. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Anyway, that's not even the story. Let me tell you the story, because it's so big, I cut the first third yesterday. And that's the front of the house. And the back two-thirds I'll do today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever that is. But it looks really good, all right? That's cool. Anyhow, there's so I'm cleaning it all up, and I've got the little electric weed eater and the little blower. They're working. It works great. Everything's working great. And I have a stick. Now, this stick was there when we moved into the house, and it was a stick that went with a broken rake. And I don't know why my wife and I have kept it in the garage for like 17 months. But I thought, this is ridiculous. I got to get rid of this stick. So I looked at the stick, and I thought, I can high karate this because it wouldn't fit in the trash can. Right? A little too long. You put it in the trash can, even on an angle, the trash can sitting up about 4 inches, and you know it was windy yesterday. So if I did that, to catch the wind, and you know. So I thought, nah, I can high karate this. I'm strong enough. And then I thought, this is the kind of thing where pride really gets in the way. I got to be careful. So I did what any other guy would do. I took my two trash cans. I put the stick in between the two trash cans. I took a saw and I cut the saw half. I used the saw and cut the stick halfway through. So now I'm going to high karate this bad boy and feel good about it. Yeah, no pride here, right? How long do I got? Like a minute? 2 minutes? Perfect. 2 minutes. Watch this. So I cut it perfectly in half. I get my arm, my forearm, my elbow, and I go, hi-ya! And I high karate that bad boy. One part of the two-part sticks, okay, which is like kind of like a broom handle, hits the top of the trash can where it was sitting, kind of bounced on it, came up, and hit me right in the forehead. Bam! I was really feeling pride right up until it hit me in the head. And then I realized, one, I couldn't have done it without the saw. And two, even with the saw, apparently I couldn't have done it because the stick hit me back. I don't think that was very nice of it. And I will say it did end up in the trash and it went bye-bye.